Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The show begins tonight in Washington, asking how are the talks with Tehran going? There have been two rounds so far. There's a third scheduled. The Iranian position, as we understand it through media, is to return to the JCPOA. The Trump position is something short of kinetic warfare. How short is unclear. The Israeli position is said to be a maximalist demand that Iran disassemble its nuclear weapons program, suspect, and its bomb-making and its weaponization, and permit inspectors indefinitely. Somewhere between that position, or else, and the JCPOA of 2015, which is inadequate and nearly moot, is where the U.S. is going right now. More to learn. And then we move on to conversation with Bill Rajo about Yemen. The Houthis are said to be gaining intelligence from the Chinese using a satellite to target American shipping and other shipping. Not confirmed, but certainly well reported. Odd business. China has two nationals who've been detained in Ukraine, claiming that China doesn't know anything about them. And now we have a report of Chinese satellite providing information to Ukraine, to Russia, to the Houthis. The Russians are present as well. No confirmation from China. On to the question of Ukraine with John Hardy, looking for an explanation for the Easter ceasefire that failed, looking for an explanation for is there a negotiating room anywhere? Bill Rajo and John Hardy address the matter. And then moving on to the question of China. And is D.C. aware of this report of China participating in the Houthi attacks linking up with Tehran? Gordon Chang believes it is informed and has not acted. We speak with Steve Yates of Heritage about it. Canada has an election within days. Charles Burton joins to apprise the fact that Mr. Carney is in the lead, comfortably in the lead, by borrowing, leasing, taking, claiming all the conservative positions that have made Mr. Poilievre and the Conservative Party successful until now, mostly to do with energy and resources, but taxes as well. Mr. Carney looks to be on the eve of being continued prime minister with somebody else's policies. Conversation with Rebecca Grant about the retiring of the very famous supercarrier Nimitz. I compare it to the retiring of Battlestar Galactica at the beginning of the series. That worked out well for Galactica, but not for everybody else. And then we turn to the New World Report with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo. First, with the question of Bukele calling the bluff of Maduro, Venezuela, by saying, I'll give you 250-plus of your trendy Aragua if you give the freedom to the political prisoners you're holding. No response yet from Caracas. This is San Salvador directly to Caracas. We can believe the U.S. is watching carefully. And then remarks by Joseph Umar, who's just returned from Panama, about how the U.S. is going to provide additional security, rotating in and out deployments, not a permanent base, but rotating, to be seen. Saudi Arabia, conversation with Jonathan Saya about Saudi Arabia romancing Tehran. Why? Because MBS is confident that he can engage everyone in the region and worldwide and be successful at it. Good for him. Also, Janet Tansaya comments on the South Caucasus. What a confusion. Turkey, Azerbaijan, and Israel versus Russia, Armenia, and Iran. The South Caucasus have always been tangled. They continue. But Bill Raggio and I praise Azerbaijan, finding a different way of being a Muslim state than anger, confrontation, and poverty. It is a well-to-do country, and its success is the region's success. Hotel Mars, speaking to Laura Montgomery, a happy conversation about space law. Especially, I learned that there is a possibility of taking possession of a piece of the moon, private property, not state possession, private property with a policy called adverse possession. Laura explains it in the conversation. And then, oh yes, Ahmad Sharawi joins from FDD to explain how Iran has released documents showing al-Shara, the man who claims to be the president of Syria, has several past names and identities. Born Saudi Arabia, grew up in Syria, claimed to be an Iraqi Shia. Now he claims to be a Syrian jihadist, well, former jihadist. It's all very confusing, and Iran doesn't like the man, so it released documents showing that he keeps changing his stripes. And the analysis by our colleague Ahmad Sharif is that Sharawi is that makes Shara very, very vulnerable if he travels to Iraq, his neighboring country, where he spent time as a jihadist in and around Mosul. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This Independence Day, wrap yourself in comfort and freedom with Minky Couture. From stars, stripes, and snuggles to cozy classics, our luxury blankets are proudly made to comfort. Whether you're watching fireworks or hosting backyard barbecues, be proud to be cozy all summer long. Celebrate comfort. Celebrate freedom. Celebrate you. Shop now at minkycouture.com and make your 4th of July unforgettably cozy.